what is called a spike. You know that I'm in love with a roller derby queen, around and round, all round and round. The meanest uncle woman that anybody ever seen down in the arena.
Roller Derby Queen from Jim Croce, and I am in a studio that is filled with roller derby queens. I have with me from the Sitka Sound Slayers, I have Double Decker, a.k.a. Betsy Decker. Good morning, Betsy.
Good morning.
And I also have Hottie Anya, a.k.a. Tatiana Perkins. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also with me is Nitro Jen, a.k.a. Jennifer Only Miller. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Ken.
All right, so we have a coming up, a Sitka Sound Slayers meet and greet for potential new roller derby skaters, and that's this Thursday at 6:30 in the evening at Baranoff Island Brewery. And then workshops will be held October 29th through November 19th. And for more information, you can call Michelle at 738-6423. We're also going to get more information here and now about this season of recruitment for the Sitka Sound Slayers. Tatiana, let's start off with, where are the Slayers right now?
Almost a year later, the Slayers are at 23 active skating and then a full member of almost 30. So we've come pretty far in the last year, and we're looking for more. So started off with a small group of maybe three girls interested in the idea and put it out in Sitka and had a great return.
So there are two founders of the group here in the studio. You're one of them, and then Jen is the other there, Nitro Jen. And then we've got also a ringer, somebody that's done some skating down south. We'll talk about that, Betsy, here in a little bit. But you said you've been at it for about 1 year now.
Almost. I mean, started off with me going to Juneau. I went there and saw one of their Monster Bash bouts. It was right before Halloween last year. And came back and was like, we have to have this in Sitka. You know, I had heard of roller derby starting in Juneau a few years ago, and I just, the timing, you know, with school and work and everything else on my plate, couldn't get it going. And finally, once school was over and went and saw my first live bout, I just, derby was in my blood after that. So I put it out there, and here we are.
Well, between us, can we name the Southeast communities that have derby teams?
Juneau, Petersburg. I heard Skagway started. Not sure if, how far they've gotten, but Sitka, Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan.
All right. So, I think there's likely going to be some regional matches coming up. And do you have any notion about when that might come around?
I mean, Juneau's kind of blazing the trail for Southeast. In all reality, they're probably the only venue that can host something like that. Our biggest problem is space. Like, where can we have a bout? Like, we practice, but facilities usually aren't big enough to hold a full bout with spectators and everything else. So,
well, let's talk about facility for a minute. Nitro Jen, do you need? You're not talking about the velodrome type thing. This is flat surface skating, right?
Flat track roller derby.
Okay.
Yeah, and right now we hold our practices at SJ in the gym. We have a taped track, but right now there's not enough space, I think, to, you know, accommodate a full audience. And so we're still kind of on the search. If anyone had any ideas or suggestions of locations, we'd love to hear them.
All right. Well, how about just a brief description? And I mean brief, but there are those of us that don't really understand how roller derby works. So, Betsy, could you provide just a real a summary of what the sport involves?
Sure. So on a track at any time is two teams fielding five players on each team, four blockers, and one jammer for each team. The whistle blows, and the jammers are released to then start making their way through the blockers. Of course, the blockers from the opposite team are trying to not allow the jammer from the opposite team to get through. And it is a full contact sport. There are many, many rules that we need to follow to keep it safe, but there is definitely contact, and that keeps it exciting for the spectators, for sure. As the jammers get through the blockers, they go around the track, and the next time they go through the blockers, they're earning 1 point per blocker that they're passing.
So they lap them, I think.
Exactly.
It's kind of a term. So if you go all the way around and lap one of the other blockers, you get a point.
Right.
Okay. Well, that sounds pretty simple. You must have folks keeping track of everything, referees and scorekeepers and such. So we're talking about a recruitment season. And so let's talk about who are you looking for? Who are you trying to reach and recruit?
Anyone. Athletic, non-athletic. I started with never being on skates before or really knowing the game. I just had seen it and thought it was something that was pretty cool and wanted to get going. So
Hadi Anya, the names of every skater are they're colorful. Does everybody get to choose their own name, or is it voted on you, or how does that work?
I think I was fortunate enough to have Lizzie Solger from Juno name me, and I'm not. I guess I don't think like that, so I don't know. So when someone was like, Hadi Anya, after I introduced myself, I was like, all right, that was pretty easy.
There it is.
There it is.
So Nitro Jen, how did your name come about?
I just kind of was scanning the internet and trying to find, I liked Nitro Jen, but then there's also a registry for roller derby to register your name. And you know, two people, if you register them, can have the same name. So Nitrogen was taken. I came up with nitrogen peroxide just to have a variation.
Well, that would mean you'd have to make your hair blonde, right?
Well, I don't know about that.
we'll see when it comes time for the match.
Yeah.
So and what are they called, meets or matches or bouts, or when you do a competition?
They're called bouts.
A bout, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, so you're looking for folks that are willing to bout, but maybe also those that are willing to be referees and non-skating officials and just folks to help out with this. Your old effort here that has so far been very successful, and you're looking to get a handful of others or as many as will come, or what number?
Well, we have, like Decker said, you have five members on the track at a time. Right now we're close to 30, but, you know, people with their busy schedules, not everybody is always available. Also with injuries, a lot of working moms. So just the more we have, the better, I think. And then also with reffing, we need at least six or seven refs mm-hmm. Per bout. Right now we have two active and then a couple more interested. So we really need refs and non-skating officials who are, you know, with the penalty boxes and keeping score, announcers, people volunteering their time to help set up for a match or about, I'm sorry.
But, okay.
Yeah.
And so coming up, we have on Thursday at 6:30 at the Baranoff Island Brewery. That's a meet and greet. What other events can you list days or times for, or a way to get more information for people that are interested?
You can always contact our Facebook page, Sitka Sound Slayers, or email at sitkarollerderby@gmail.com, or call Michelle. Her number is 738-6423.
Okay, great. And Betsy, you have got a boot camp coming up?
Well, this Thursday we'll be meeting, you know, anyone who's interested in learning about roller derby at the Baranoff Brewery. But that's going to lead into this new skater intake. And essentially it's like a boot camp to learn all the basic skills of roller derby. If you've never skated before, we'll teach you how to skate. We'll even talk to you about some of the equipment that you'll need in order to play. And then from there, learning how to be safe, how to fall properly, how to stop. It's not just about going. And then we'll build on those skills in learning actually how to play roller derby.
All right. So you go from the ground up to learn how to learn the skills and learn how to do it safely.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. We're out of time. I appreciate you coming in. We've been talking with Double Decker and Hadi Anya and Nitro Jen about the Sitka Sound Slayers meet and greet coming up this Thursday at 6:30 at the Baranoff Island Brewery. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.